It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Here we are, the end of July. You better have a reason to clean your grill by now, because if you've not been hitting it hard for the last couple months, you're really not a grilling guy or gal. And I know if you're listening, you're one of those. So keep your equipment clean. And Barbecue Bob, what's cooking, baby?
Hey, man. Good to be back in Michigan.
Yep, got the band back together.
Got That's the band back together. I trust things went well in my absence.
Well, it's always different. I don't know if it's well, but it went different.
It's better,
but,
you can say
right,
it.
Right, yeah.
No, I had a nice trip to the East Coast, and thank you for taking care of business.
Well, and Conrad wasn't here either, so it was
oh,
like
I was
doing a solo dance, man, but it all worked out. We had Scott sitting at the board, and Chaz sat in, so everybody made it happen. But,
yeah, well, yeah. That's good. It's nice to have friends like that that'll fill in for you.
Right.
My nephew got married in Boston, so we flew into LaGuardia in the middle of the week. And my oldest picked us up, and we stayed with her and her husband one night in their new house in close to
that's
White.
That's all they could take?
It's close to White Plains.
Okay.
So it's an hour or so north of Manhattan, and a really, really pretty area. It kind of reminds you of, I don't know, if you're from Michigan, you might have been to like Plymouth, or it's a nice upscale neighborhood. Not overly, not as nice as Plymouth maybe, but just nice, you know, older house, really old place. I mean, most buildings are 200 years old.
Right.
And there's a lot of historic landmarks. And so we stayed with them for a night and then rode with them up to Boston.
Okay.
And we flew home from Boston Sunday. But Boston is one of the nicest towns you'd ever want to be. This is the first time I've really spent a lot of time.
Yeah, I've been in and out of there for business before, but I've never spent like days there.
Well, let me tell you that walking around, I learned one thing. I had to stop a cop because I could not. It's the screwiest town. There's a story behind how they cut it up and why they did it, but it's got like almost wagon wheel streets, spokes that come off a lot of the intersections. And by golly, Apple Maps does not work there.
Oh, really?
Not very well. When you're walking.
Couldn't be operator issue, could it?
When you're walking, well, I think your speed is so slow that when you're driving, it's fine. It picks up the next place. But there's so many big buildings that the signal wants to ricochet. That's what the cop told me. And their town, he said, is not gridded. So whatever that means. But
wagon wheel versus squares. That's what that means.
I don't know for sure, but that's what I assumed.
So what'd you eat while you were there?
And so I tried to find my son one day because he met up with a kid that has spent a lot of time in our house who lives out there now. And I really wanted to bop over and see him. I had a couple hours. I had a beer. I took a walk. Wrong shoes. Because I ended up walking like 4 miles in something that might be feeling like a moccasin. And their sidewalks are not great. There's a lot of unlevel and brownstone and all this stuff. I did like 4 miles. The worst part of it was I had to go to the bathroom so darn bad. I never got to see Yusuf, but had a wonderful walk. And what did I eat? Oh, my goodness. The first day for lunch, we had my son-in-laws and I shared a seafood platter that was stacked. You'd have loved it. It was stacked with oysters, clams, crab claws, crab legs, lobster, shrimp, raw tuna. I mean, it was just, I was so excited. Mm-hmm. It was so perfect. Oh, my gosh. And then one day I just tried seafood like every chance I could. And the wedding event was in a manor. The bride's family is old money, and so it was at a manor. They rented this giant manor outside of town, but there was no seafood.
Oh.
The food was wonderful. Short ribs is what my wife selected for me, and it was great. They had a 10-piece band.
Wow, that's cool.
That I couldn't. I thought at some point in time they were putting a DJ on.
No,
they did everything. Everything. I mean, it's one of the best bands, probably the best band I've ever heard at a wedding.
Yeah,
these guys were pros, and the crowd just loved it.
That makes a big difference because it gets everybody up and dancing and having fun rather than sitting at a table looking at each other.
All my kids went, and their spouses, no grandkids.
Right.
So we didn't have to babysit.
Yep. And there's a lot of them to babysit if they all show up, too. I've been there on the other end of that when they were all there at your house. It's fun.
But it was just really nice to let all the kids get together, and they just have so much fun together.
Yep.
And it was a very hot reception. It was outside.
Right.
And it was like 87 degrees and humid. And
All of that.
You didn't stay very dry.
Right.
But great trip. Boston, I would highly recommend going there maybe in September.
Right. Yeah.
And I spent more money than I care to tell you about because everything is pricey there.
Yeah, exactly. And it's and to bring that home, I've got a catering gig next weekend that is a guy that I give away charity barbecues.
Right.
Well, they buy a lot of people buy them, and it's not enough people. They're for 20 people. They got more coming to their house. But I'm putting together the budget for he wants brisket, skinless, boneless chicken thighs, and pulled pork for his guests, some mac and cheese and stuff. And, you know, you're looking at that, and it wasn't that long ago that, you know, I'm looking at
you could get $7.99. You could get a brisket for $3.59 on sale.
Right. And you know, it's Sobeys is $7.99, which is, you know, you get great quality there. But you look at that, and it's like, wow. You know, and I got to feed 70 people, so I'm looking at 30 pounds at a minimum of brisket because everybody hits the brisket hard, right? So it's like, dang, man, this stuff is expensive everywhere is where I'm going. I'm not calling Sobey out for being expensive.
He's actually got everywhere. Better prices on a lot of things.
Right, exactly. You know, skinless, boneless chicken thighs are still $3.39 a pound. You know, they're up and everything. So
hot dogs are still reasonable.
Well, you know what, though? I looked at that for a different gig. I got a softball tournament that I'm catering, right? And they just want burgers and dogs for all the players in the tournament. It's over $1 a dog for a bun and a dog now to put them on the plate, you know? And it's like,
times have changed.
Holy cow.
You know,
and that's my cost.
My
son
lives close to Sanders Meat Market up north.
Mm-hmm.
And when he comes down, he always brings a bunch of their meat sticks. And he brought their homemade hot dogs.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I think I'll just go up and buy them in bulk.
And
freeze them because they're that good.
Yep.
And I'm turning into the hot dog king at work. You know, we have this promo every other Wednesday where we put hot dogs on that roller thing.
Oh, are you using the roller?
Yeah.
How's that work?
Actually really nice.
Does it?
Yeah, because I can do my work and not stand over there. It just cooks them as they go.
Yeah.
But I can tell you after 4 hours, they're not as good.
Yeah, right. After sitting there. Yeah, you've proven that trying to eat one of those at a gas station before, right? You walk in there and that hot dog's been rolling.
I didn't say Speedway.
Right, yeah. But so how many dogs does it hold?
Oh, 2 dozen.
Oh, really?
It's a big one.
So how long? So if you get hit, like you get lunchtime comes in, you get a bunch of contractors.
Well, that's my
in.
Problem.
Okay.
I have to.
Yeah.
I know that our crew, all our guys in the warehouse are going to hit it first. So I kind of stage it and stack it.
Yeah.
And try and stay ahead of it. And this thing is really nice. It's you can actually adjust the temperature on both sides. It's got two different heat zones, so you can cook them fast on the left and throw them over to the right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did try the first time I used it. I tried being tricky and stacking them up like a pyramid.
Oh, come on.
You can't
they're
do
rolling.
It.
They're rolling.
Yeah.
They're going to fall like dominoes.
They did.
Yeah. Right. Well, whatever. We'll leave that one alone. But anyway, Bob, coming up next, we've got a guest in the studio that's going to be joining us from Ideal Welding Solutions. It's Marco Fernandez, and he has a beast parked outside the window of a smoker. And if any of you are looking for the real deal, you're going to want to listen to this next segment because this thing is fabbed right here in his metal shop, and It is amazing. Fits on his trailer right behind his truck. And
Michigan barbecue at its best.
Yeah, man.
I hope I get a chance to use one of these.
Yeah, so we're gonna talk all about this smoker. And if you're into it and Mama's giving you a budget, you're going to want to listen to this. You listen to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Barbecue Bob for Garrett's Appliance. Lots of folks are remodeling, and if you are, you owe it to yourself to go to Garrett's Appliance. They made my kitchen the perfect example of elegant and functional. Visit either location, 29th Street in Kentwood or 28th Street in Wyoming. Garrett's Appliance also has a super lineup of patio kitchen equipment, and you can count on their design team for a perfect outdoor grilling area. Visit garrettsappliances.com. That's garrettsappliances.com.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rig, hit the brakes, it's going
to
be big.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, good to be back, Bob. Barbecue Bob. Glad you had a great time with your family in Boston. And but we're going to get right down to it. You've got one of our buddies here in the studio with us.
That's right. This gentleman's name is Marcos Fernandez, and he is, I believe, in the Hudsonville, Jenison area, metal fabricator, got his own gig going, and he was nice enough to send me a picture of his latest smoker, and I said, I got to see that thing. Let's get Marcos in. So here he is in the flesh.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Hey, so glad you made it. Tell us about how you got going doing this.
On this project, I built a cooker.
No, how your business took off?
The business took off. Just keep on every day, every day, one foot in front of the other.
But how'd you get the idea to just go on your own?
I believe it's more along the lines of it was time for me to take control of my own future.
Good. Nice.
There you go.
Nice.
Once I made that decision and to invest in myself, that was the day when it was like, you know what? This is what I'm going to do.
Nice.
Nice. Yep. And it turned into Ideal Welding Solutions.
Yep. Ideal Welding Solutions. We're located on 2400 Chicago Drive.
Okay.
Hudsonville, Michigan.
Right.
Hooterville.
So before we get to the smoker, because that's the star of the show today, you're not just making cookers, right?
We designed a manufacturer and we built a print. We pretty much are able to build whatever we need.
Okay.
Didn't you start off kind of on the trailer side too?
Yes. I started off. I did my first cooker. It was one of those situations where my brother-in-law. Or ex-brother-in-law.
It's always a brother-in-law. Yeah.
He had a trailer, and my brother had an old smoker.
Right. So they combined the two.
They combined the two, and they stuck it on me.
Yeah.
I built it, but then.
But right. Now he's your ex-brother-in-law. Yeah. Are they still brother-in-laws?
I don't know if they still. I'm so busy now. I don't even deal.
Somebody
with
lost
it.
A smoker in that
right.
Divorce.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So Marcos, where did this idea come for this trailer that you have here today?
Well, usually sometimes during the winter months, the fabrication industry gets a little slow.
Right.
So when me and my partner, I was like, man, you know what? We're just gonna build a smoker. We got to keep work rolling.
Are you using like a handheld plasma cutter?
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Well, I have a CNC plasma cutting table.
Okay.
So for a lot of the parts as well as we.
But I'm just thinking for those your body on this one is a propane tank that was decommissioned, yes. Which are wonderful for. A lot of guys do it. Lang comes to mind. Have you looked at a Lang?
Yeah,
that's very, and the Gator, and there's all kinds of them in the market, down south primarily.
Yeah, definitely.
You can kind of stake your flag in the north, so we need more of that culture up here, because Michigan has some of the best metal fab people in the world, literally. We used to build a lot of cars here, and a lot of those skills are still around. Jop and I did a gig over at Rochester Brewing. Remember when it was the home brewers thing once a year? And the Detroit market, all these guys made their own smokers. And these are tool and die fab guys. They can make anything. You'd have a ball hanging out with them. You'd probably pick up some great tips, too. I just think it's cool that you're I have an entrepreneurial spirit. Jop does, too. It's how we started this show. You know, this show is actually a business. We just started it. And you have to have confidence and guts and cash and things to do things like this on your own. So we salute the entrepreneur. And we know how hard it can be. You brought some of your guys along with you here.
Yeah, my team.
Yeah. And you've got to keep those families fed. And that some people don't know how hard that can be in the winter, in the downtime. You got to think ahead and you got to bank ahead. And
yeah, it's always problem solving.
Yes. Right,
that's
exactly.
One thing about running
there's
a business,
no shortage of those, are there?
It's always problem solving. And then when you go into the fabrication world, it's always problem solving.
Yeah.
So this is a very large 500 gallon probably propane tank.
No, it's a 250 gallon.
That's a 250. Yep. Oh, it just looks bigger on the trailer.
Yes, it does. What a 30 by 30 square insulated firebox. They got the 26 inch ring.
So if you've ever set right,
they call it an offset.
It's open flow.
Yep, and if you've ever seen a Lang, which is probably the big offset in the country, it's the big square box. Jop and I cooked on one out in Kansas City at the Royal one year, and it's the big box on the end, really heavy. How thick is that steel?
1/4 inch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you want, because you're going to abuse it. And then, so you actually probably have stacks above it too. Can you rack a little bit above that firebox, or is it just strictly?
Yeah, it's double. It's the grates. It's got two levels of grates. They're all pull out.
Nice.
Yeah. So the thing that the firebox is offset on the end. You know what? Everybody can visualize what a propane tank looks like. The firebox is welded to the end of it, and you build the fire in, and then the draft is on the opposite end, the stack. Right. So Mother Nature draws that air and heat through the tank and out the stack.
I wondered who did that.
Right? But my point is that the thing that I thought was very unique is that when that firebox comes in, it's obviously hottest on that end. He's built a plate above where the firebox comes in, where you can set a tray of water or any liquid that you want to add moisture to your smoke. But the cool part is there's an inlet that he's welded on the top, so you can fill it again without opening the door.
If you're looking, if you're looking, you're not cooking.
Well, and if you're opening the door on that, because the whole side is a door, right? You're going to lose a lot of your heat. And that thing being iron, it'll recover quick, right? But it's still, you don't want to open that thing up and lose all your heat, because everybody that knows anything about smoking is consistent, even heat.
And
where
everybody's
you get your best
seen
product.
A version right. of this. There's a very cheap offshore brand that's sold in big box stores that looks like a barrel with a little barrel on the end.
Right.
I had to cook on one of those in Canada. I was whining to you once. I had to cook for a bunch of guys. Those just flow in. So there's no diverter plate or anything like that. So there's stuff on the end. You got to constantly rotate it. So you're moving your food all the time. And you've done what we used to kind of call a reverse flow. And they would actually have the plate going all the way across the bottom and then the stack on the end with the fire. There's a lot of ways you can do it, but you've played around with it enough. You're happy with the results. This one's...
Yes.
Giving you?
Yes, this one. It's been a struggle, especially learning all the kinks of it, but everything's went well with it.
Yeah. You know, it's not unusual for us to find a guest like you and just absolutely be enamored and ask you to stick around. Could you do another segment with us?
That'll work.
We'll give you free publicity.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Right, and we'll take a little bit deeper dive into this smoker, because this is for the serious guy that smokes. We're not talking a little shabby deal here. This thing is hauled behind his pickup truck on a fabricated trailer. It looks like it's got like 19-inch wheels on it. They're chrome.
They're really nice.
Okay, I can say it. It's
they would look nice
machine.
On my Tahoe, I'll tell
right,
you that.
Yeah. It's a badass machine. There's a spare on the trailer between the tongue and the unit. So,
I think you need to get a Cadillac to tow it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but anyway, you know, it looks really good behind that big dually truck, too. But so we're going to, Marcos, we're going to have you stick around, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the details of this thing, because there's somebody out there in listener their land that wants this thing.
Yes.
And we are, Marcos says for sale, guys.
For all you guys who email and ask where to go, we brought them to you right now.
Right, man.
And it's right cool. in West Michigan. So we'll, I can't wait to taste what you cooked for us on it.
Right. All right. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jim, founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company. We're a small, family-owned brewery that serves the Grand Rapids neighborhoods. We do things a bit differently at Schmoe's, sort of old school. We make all the styles of beer true to style. That's our focus. So you want to relax and enjoy a well-made craft beer that tastes like a craft beer is supposed to taste, stop into Schmoe's. We're located in Cascade on Patterson Ave, right before the ice rink. Or check us out at schmoes.com. We're open every day but Sunday.
Hi, this is Andy Havemeyer, operating owner of Hall Street Bakery, where we're more than just pastries. Join us for happy hour Monday through Saturday from 4 to 7, with 30% off brick oven pizzas and dollar off beer and wine. Enjoy your meal and drinks on our large outdoor patio, or even take your pizzas to go. Happy hour deals also available at our sister location, Wealthy Street Bakery, which is on the corner of Wealthy and Union. Check out our menus online at wealthystreetbakery.com and also at hallstreetbakery.com.